Hi, this is Bart Frazier, welcoming you to the inaugural Crittenden County Rocket Football Podcast for 2018. I am your candidate for Crittenden County Attorney this year. Take it away, Chris and Coach.
Welcome, Rocket football fans, to our regular Monday podcast. This is the post-game show. We have, for the very first time, wearing the new title head coach, Sean Thompson. Coach Thompson, I wrote the article that was on the web. You must have felt like you were driving a Ferrari out there with these guys. It's pretty nice to have control of an offense like this, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Now, first, I want to say thanks for having me. I enjoy doing the show every time. Friday night, we came out with clicking on all cylinders, so it made my first experience, the nerves and the pressure going out for the first time, and you pointing out to me 2-11 and all that stuff. It's easy to not have to worry about that when your players go out and take care of you. That was nice.
Yeah, the 2-11 is first time coaches, the rookie coaches at Crittenden County all time were 2-11, and the last one to win his debut was Pat Gates way back in 1983. So you busted that open now, and we're headed. It looks like it's all downhill from here, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
We're sure it's going to get much more challenging, much tougher as we progress through the schedule. But for now, we're enjoying this 42-6 home opening victory over Stewart County, Tennessee. A team we felt like going in, we were going to at least handle them pretty well. They only had one game last year, and we beat them pretty handily then. Talk a little bit about the ebb and flow of this game. You came out and y'all just scored on every possession.
Yeah, in the coin toss, Hunter Boone, they call it, we win the toss, Hunter Boone says, we want the ball. The exact words to the officials. So at that moment, I was able to relax. That let me know he was ready. He wanted the ball. He wanted to go out and show what our offense is all about. And, we drove down the field. I mean, I think first down. Touchdown.
Ethan
Dossett. Ethan Dossett taking a screen to the house, but we were clicking on all cylinders. Nesbitt, he came out and had a big game, and he showed on the opening drive that he needed the ball. And he was, with what Stewart County did as far as deciding they wanted to take our passing game out of it, take our receivers and quarterback out of it, Nesbitt needed to step up and have a game like that, and he did that.
And then you had an interception that went for a touchdown, a fumble recovery that set up, or two fumble recoveries that set up touchdowns. I know that's a big emphasis this year, the ratio of your turnovers, and I know you've got some gimmicks, some things that's adding a little more interest with the kids, and you'll talk a little bit about what you're doing.
For us, it was finding a way to make the game fun for the kids. In the past, I've noticed that there's times where it seems like it's a job to them. And it's not a job. We're playing a game. I told them afterwards, this is the best game in sports. And we get to play it every Friday night and be rewarded for all the hard work we put in. So as coaches, and Coach Courtney is huge in all this stuff we've implemented, we wanted to do things to reward them for having fun. And so you see the trash can on the sideline when there's a turnover. A kid gets a turnover, they get to come over and dunk it in the trash can. Shout out to Coach Hodges and the basketball team. The turnover belt, you see the kids have the belt buckle. So you see, you take that from Miami, the University of Miami, they got their turnover chain. And we talked about it and how cool it was to us, but that doesn't really fit our team and how our kids are. So we thought going out and getting that belt buckle,
like a
Montana.
Yeah, like mimicking a rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo belt buckle. We felt that fit us a little bit better, and the kids love it. I mean, it's a constant competition in practice to see who can put the ball in the trash can more and who can wear the belt the most this season. So.
Brandon Laney just intercepted the pass to turn it for a touchdown. Xander Tabor had a fumble recovery, and Gavin Dickerson had a fumble recovery. And on offense, everybody got in on the action, receiving wise. Peyton Riley had the big flea flicker. I'll let you maybe talk a little bit about that in a second. Ethan Dawson had a four receptions. Brandon Laney, three. Nez did a couple. Preston Turley, his first varsity catch. And then, of course, the Boone Brothers connected for, no, I believe that was Tyler got that reception later from Brack, from Hunter. Yeah, from Hunter. So, but everybody's in on the action and the passing as we anticipated. Talk a little bit about the flea flicker. Kind of caught everybody off guard.
Yeah, building on the fun, it's fun to run trick plays, you know. So offensively, every week we'll have a new trick play, you know. And you're not going to see the same trick plays over and over and over again. And I'm not saying we just have one, but you're not going to continue to see the same one. So for me, it's what are we saving it for? This was the play that we put in for this week based off what they did. And it worked. It was a huge play. It was fun. So basically, we got behind the sticks, and they call a timeout right there before halftime in an attempt to try to score. So,
yeah.
You know, me being the competitor that I am,
I'm back a little bit.
Yeah, you're trying to stop the clock right here to score, so let's go ahead and see if we can hit it big right here. And the kids were excited about it. Y'all probably can't tell in the stands, but when I told them we were about to do it, they start bouncing around. And the kids that aren't even in on the play, they're excited, you know. So just them and that excitement that they get for plays like that. We did it from a Wildcat set, so we hit Hunter Boone out wide, the widest receiver, and he just stood there. Neza took him the ball. So typically when you see Neza getting the ball, a direct snap, you think that's their guy, he's running, you know. So that's what we hope for, and everybody slowed to that sideline, tossed it back to Hunter, and they protected him and threw it further than I've ever seen him throw a ball before. And
it was a rifle, wasn't it?
Through. And then Peyton did a great job to kick it in to get there and make the ball look perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
Maybe the pass or two before that, it was incomplete. It was over on the other side of the field. But he threw a bullet on that one, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was, too.
It was Dawson. And, you know, sometimes Hunter gets his juices get going and the adrenaline's pumping, and he's got an arm on him. Thing I got to get him to understand is throw that ball just as far, but put air under it, and those guys run under it.
Man, what an arm.
Yeah,
definitely. Like a good pitcher, wouldn't
he? Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would.
Well, let's talk about your offensive player of the game.
This week it was Nesbitt. He had 5 carries for 109 yards.
And I believe that's wrong. I believe we made an adjustment. I think there was actually another rush that I had down as a pass originally.
Six.
I think he had 6 carries for like 121 or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. And 2 touchdowns. So that's averaging 20-something yards a carry. If he can do that every time he touches the ball, we'll take it. You get Nesbitt going, he gets in space, which based off what Stewart County did, that was our game plan. Feed the back, whichever back it was, and it just happened to be Nesbitt on Friday night, he took advantage of it.
And he is playing right now with more confidence than I've ever seen him play with.
Yeah, and you know, we wanted to make all the kids confident, so we explained to them, and we met with every player on our team as coaches, and we explained to them what we feel they bring and what we needed them to bring, and allowed them to tell us what they think.
Yeah.
And so we wanted them all to know what they could do to make sure that we were successful as a team, and you see individuals stepping into their roles now and playing in a way that they haven't in the past.
Yeah, I tell you can see it after the game, and I actually have a video interview with him that I'll post sometime, and he even calls out some of the area media. he's feeling his oats right
now. Yeah, that's good. Right. I'll take it as long as he keeps playing the way he's playing.
Absolutely. Defensively, what a night for a lot of guys, actually, but one really stands out. I'll let you talk about Tyler Boone.
Yeah, Tyler Boone was the defensive player of the game this week. I think he had 11 solos and 5 or 6 assists, 5 assists, 3 tackles for a loss, and a sack. I mean, he's all over the place. And what I like about T-Bone, and, you know, this shows my new school, you know, my youth, is when he flies around and makes a play, he's the first one up.
Yeah.
He's the first one off the ground. He's the first one up, and he lets you know. He lets you know he'll be back in a minute. And that mentality is infectious. You see guys that had nothing to do with the play just as excited. Guys on the sideline that aren't in the game excited about just the way he plays, and his motor is always going. And that's what I love about him. I mean, he's all over the field, and if he continues to play the way he's playing. Our defense will be okay.
And his brace mate there, Braxton Winder, yeah. not a bad night either.
Yeah, Braxton had 6 solos and 3 assists with a sack. And they both had really, really dominant tackles where they caught a guy. Hey, I think Gavin had one too, where you just catch a guy in their tracks and they don't get another inch. You drive them back. That's 3 linebackers right there across the board that when they catch you square, you're going to stop. So
Mitchell Joyce had a nice game.
Mitchell Joyce had a really nice game, and he had 5 solo tackles and an assist. He had a lot of those solos on kickoff. You know, Mitchell's a guy who a year ago embraced the role on kickoff team, and you know now he's an integral part of our defense, but still is giving that same effort on the kickoff team as a senior, and you know it paid off. He had 5 solos and he played well. You know, if he can continue to do that and stay in that rotation with our strong safeties, then that makes us stronger as a defense.
Up front, your lineman of the week.
Our lineman of the week was Brock Langston.
None other than Brock Langston.
the
shy, quiet guy.
Yes, the quiet guy. Brock, you know, Coach Starnes did a good job a year ago of helping start this new mentality that we've had with our linemen as far as being nasty at the point of attack and wanting to drive defenders in the ground. So every week it's a contest to see who can get the most roaches. Coach Stark has explained it numerous times. That's where you drive a kid into, you drive him on his back, and then he's got to speed up like a dead roach.
Yeah.
And you're on top of him. And he led the line this week with 3 of them. I think we had 8 or 9 total, and he had 3 of those. So, I mean, he had a big night. He didn't have any bad snaps. We did have a turnover off the snap, but I wouldn't have said that was a bad snap. I think it was more to the quarterback and running back on that turnover. But
so that was second team. Was he in there then?
He did.
He was in there on that.
Okay. He did.
Yeah. When you got a different guy back there taking it, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Special teams player of the week, a guy who transferred in here and makes a name for himself right off the bat. Pumping in 6 or 8.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Parker Johnson. Where he comes from and what you saw from him in the first
Parker
game.
Johnson is a soccer player from Apollo. Never played football before, and honestly hasn't really been kicking that much lately. He's had an injury from track. So for me, I didn't know that he'd be our kicker coming into Friday's game. And you know, on Thursday, he basically won that battle the day before, so he doesn't know until the night before he's kicking in his first varsity game.
Ian Perkins and then just
back and forth. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Parker's got a live leg. When the ball hits his foot and he really unloads on it, you know he kicked it. But consistency, Perkins is a consistent kicker, and so it was a very hard-fought battle, and Parker ended up winning that. And, you know, with kicking, the door's never shut. You got to be consistent. But Friday night he was 6 for 6. And, you know, I asked him after the game, I said, Parker, did you think you'd be 6 for 6 after your first football game? And he's like, honestly, I thought I'd miss the first one. But after that, I thought I'd make them all. I mean, 6 for 6, that's huge, you know. You get those opportunities. I feel confident in kicking a field goal with him because he can hit from about 35, 40 when he's confident in his leg and his approach to the ball.
Let's take a look at some of the other scores from Friday night. Christian County beat Caldwell County 11-6, and that score says a lot right there. It's a tough opener for Caldwell County every year.
Yeah.
Ballard Memorial, these are the non-district games for us. Ballard Memorial 50-12 over South Fulton. They put up a lot of points as anticipated. Hopkins Central beat Webster County 20-12. And then the game we will have next, and we're off this week, we have a bye week, and then we'll come back and go to Trigg County. And Trigg, which is a 3A team, outscored Monroe County 37-19. And Monroe County was a state quarterfinalist last year, but Trigg was down 20 in this game and came back and won it.
Yeah.
Or down 19, I guess.
Yeah, you know, Trigg had players
explosive athletes and can score a lot of points fast. I think that's what happened. A few turnovers happen, and you know, things can change fast. For us, we'll have to stay disciplined when we play Trigg coming up in 2 weeks. And I mean, they showed that they can score a lot in a hurry. So I think that'll be a good, tough matchup, one that we look forward to, and we are excited for the opportunity to go play a team that came out and took care of business, and should be a battle. So, you know, looking at the Christian County and Caldwell, that's a defensive
struggle. I've watched that on YouTube.
It's funny, you know, Caldwell County returns their whole offense.
Yeah.
But, you know, Christian County is known for defense. And
Caldwell's defense looks pretty quick.
Yeah, Caldwell's defense is tough, too. Yeah. So, and Caldwell's a good team, and they'll be okay. Coming out, losing a tough one to Christian County, it hurts, but they have last couple of years they've done that, and they're still a tough team, successful. Ballard put up a lot of points on South Fulton. Their offense is what it is. They score a lot of points. Is what they do.
Quarterback Mancini's one of the best.
He's tough, and they got that receiver.
A lot of people have that Crittenden Ballard game circled.
Yeah.
Because you like offense, show up.
And for us, you know, going into that game, and not like we're looking at it, but we want to show we're improved defensively.
Yeah.
You know, we want to show that every week.
Clearly, that's
all necessary. Yeah, definitely. And I think the defense takes personally that people think that they can come and score on them. So the Central Webster game, Webster is much improved. We saw them a few times in 7-on-7 action, and they're a much better team than they have been in the past. And, you know, Hockey Central, that was a good game. It was a good close game. Webster competed. And Hockey Central scrimmage Union County, and the score, they beat them 26-20.
Really?
Score-wise, so it just shows the improvement by those teams there. Fulton County, they have players.
Beat Gleason, Tennessee, 44-0. And West Tennessee football, I know Stewart County, we handled it pretty well. This score is an awful lot better, but generally West Tennessee football is pretty good. And Fulton County goes popping in the mouth.
Yeah, Fulton County, having the numbers is big for them, because they've had athletes, you know.
Yeah.
So having the numbers to be able to, you're not playing all your 11 kids the whole game and everything. And, you know, they have a good coach stepping in there and had a good coach last year stepped in there. And the kids were disciplined. It was the most respectful team that we played against last year. And you can take a few athletes that are disciplined and turn them into a team really fast. So I think that's what's going on in Fulton County if you want to look out for in the district.
Yeah. Fulton City forfeited their first game to Greenfield, Tennessee. It's going to be a struggle for them to put a product on the field, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that this might be a common thing for them as far as having to forfeit due to numbers.
Chances we may not even get a game.
I hate that for the kids who are out there on the roster who wanted to play football this year, but I think this was something that they saw coming.
Of course, they've already made it known that they will not play a competitive KSAA playoff type schedule in the coming year, starting next year. The other score that I've kept to last year, and I know Glasgow is a very, very good football team, but the Scotties beat Russellville 51-0. That's not going to be a good outing for Mikey Benton in his first game as head coach.
And that's a tough opening game, especially as your first game as a head coach. You know, Glasgow's a tough team. I think they have an offensive lineman going that's committed to Alabama, you know. And they're a big school. It comes from physical and plays tough. The way I understand it, they just took it to Russellville, and Russellville struggled to find their way.
Of course, they have a new offense,
and that's what I'm saying. This is not definitely not what we'll see when we play them. They'll
be ready
on solid ground.
Yeah. We play them in week 8.
And they'll have it together and figured out. You know, they have athletes. You know, we always struggle with athletes in space. So that's what we're working towards. Is that game right there is be our best when we come to Russellville.
Coach, first week in the books, everything's good.
Yeah.
And then, hey, the crap, and you mentioned this in post-game comments the other night, but, man, what an exciting environment out there.
I mean, it's great just standing down there being able to feel the people around you. Yeah. I don't hear much with the headset that they try to say I have to wear to communicate with the other coaches, but you can feel it, you know, and I think that Todd Riley did a great job and Becky did a great job getting the fans involved, and the fans did a great job supporting it. And I think the kids loved it, and I think that the way they played is how they show you their appreciation.
Right. And I will say, as I mentioned, we talked about you driving this office like a Ferrari. Well, you got to get the radio fixed, okay? We need new speakers.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, we've got this great show going on because speakers.
We're working. I don't know what the
PA speakers is not good.
Yeah, what we have basically is the amp pushes too much power to the for the speakers are not
crackling.
They blew. You know, they got turned up a little too loud. You know, it's easy to do.
It's easy to do when you're feeling
when
good.
Yeah,
flowing,
so, I mean, we'll get it fixed. We'll get it fixed and make it a party every Friday night.
Yeah.
Come out of support.
That's what we want. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Coach. Now we're going to spend a little time with senior linebacker Gavin Dickerson. Coach Thompson had a quote in my article, the preview of the football season. He said it was like you're like a dad out there with his kids and getting back into the routine and out there on the field at linebacker because you got Braxton Winters and Tyler Boone, two freshmen on the sides of you out there. How's it feel to be back?
Oh, it feels great. After that happened, Tyler sent me a text showing me what was in the newspaper, and I told him it was pretty much exactly how it did feel out there, just getting to be with them out there, you know, being 2 years older than them, watching them, you know, grow up last year while I was on the sidelines. It was great. It felt great being out there with them.
Of course, they got popped into those roles because of a lot of injuries that occurred last year, including your torn ACL and that Ballard shootout, and then you missed the last six games. And of course, stayed very much a part of the program, almost like a coach over there on the sidelines and just constantly involved in what's going on. And this first game, Stewart County, is we knew coming in we were heavily favored. But how did you feel about the outcome?
I felt good. You know, the score didn't look like we put as much points on the board as we did last year, but I think that was more so just out of courtesy. I think we could have done pretty much anything we wanted to. Defense looked really good and offense looked really good. I didn't see really anything we were too bad on.
I know we maybe around the community, a lot of people felt like the offense maybe a little ahead of the defense this year, which is very uncommon in high school football for the offense to be ahead, but it's almost like a well-oiled machine and Hunter and just so many guys back. But on defense, there's a lot of question marks. A lot of those questions may have been answered, huh?
Yes, sir. I think that the defense is a lot better than we're getting credit for on, you know, Bluegrass Press and Max Press and everywhere. I think that people are going to see it, the defense is where it needs to be.
We're +2 on turnovers. Tell me a little bit about this bucket. What's this garbage can? Explain that to me.
Well, Coach Courtney came out to practice one day with a gold trash can, I think 91% spray painted on it, and it's basically emphasizing turnovers. You know, whoever has more turnovers in the game wins the turnover margin, typically wins the game, I think 91% of the time. I think that's why it's on there. So in practice, in games, you know, you get a turnover, you get to go dunk a football into it. I know, it's fun.
Now, I saw Xander's dunk because they brought the barrel or the can out onto the field and he did a backward slam. But I don't did you go over and dunk yours on the sideline?
I ran off with the ball and realized I still had it, so I just run back out there and tossed it to the official. And then when I came on there, I had the first turnover, I think.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting it. My brother Noah tossed me a ball and Mason held up the trash can. You know, I was still pumped, so I just dunked it as hard as I could.
Well, that's how I'm missing that. It was over on the sideline. Yeah, that's a nice little feature that we've added. It's just something else, isn't it, for you guys? It's a little competition, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have scoring for turnovers, and they get to wear that belt buckle the next week. That's honestly why we try so hard for turnovers. It sounds bad, but
anytime there's emphasis in competition, we're gonna try to make a play off the belt buckle thing. I hadn't mentioned that yet, but I've got some ideas for the coaches' video show that we put on YouTube. We may try to do a little segment, play off a popular commercial that on television right now. So looking forward to that. Hey, I know we got an off week. What will you do this week? What will you do Friday night?
I'll probably be going down to Graves County, or I'll be going to Fort Campbell. Fort Campbell and Russellville play. You know, that's who we're hoping to play for district championship. If I can't make it there, I'll try to get to Graves, see Caldwell play, since we got them in a couple of weeks.
Just do a little scouting. Can't stay away from the football field on Friday night.
That'll be the game.
All right. Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate you joining us this week.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to this week's Crittenden County Rocket Football Podcast. Remember me, please, November 6th, Crittenden County Attorney Candidate, and I look forward to seeing you between now and then at the Rocket Stadium.